Hey, I'm Daniel Colburn.
And I'm Caleb Porzio.
Welcome to 20% Time, where two coworkers discuss one programming topic every Friday for less than 20 minutes.
All right.
It's a podcast.
Hey.
Hey, man.
Dude, it's been a while.
How's your 8-hour meeting going?
Oh, it's going. It's an 8-hour meeting. So there's that. But I'm actually a little bit engaged. So,
that's great.
Yeah.
It's a testament to you.
Oh. And yeah. I have tea. And so I put like the tea kettle on the desk, so now I can just constantly brew.
Just cycling tea.
Yes. So, So yeah. So that's keeping me awake. But
cool.
Yep.
So I'm guessing you're probably not ready to do PRs?
No, not at all.
So we're just gonna jump right into a topic.
Okay, yeah, let's jump right into a topic.
Topic is feelings.
Feelings. So this came out of an episode a couple episodes ago, right? Or a while ago, at the end of one of them.
Uh-huh.
I think we were just getting hot and bothered about something or excited about something. I don't remember. And then we were like, we should just talk about feelings sometime, you know?
Yep.
Like, we always have to talk about something technical. It's this constraint that we just wanted to be free of so we could just talk about feelings. Nothing empirical.
Right.
Right.
And I mean, there's empirical examples of feelings, but...
For sure.
But this is about feelings.
But right. We can just have them.
Yeah, you can just have them.
Yeah. So...
So, you're a haver of... You're a big haver of feelings with regard to code.
Yeah, right. I guess we should start there. Like, I'm definitely big on feelings. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, me too. I think you are able to, like, categorize and verbalize your code feelings better than I am. Like... Hmm. You can have a feeling and then, like, pretty quickly identify what that feeling is about code, right?
Okay.
And I can say, like, this type of code bothers me.
Right.
But what I can't figure out is, like, what it is about it that bothers me, and it usually takes me, like, a week to figure that out.
Interesting. Yeah, I really feel like that's something I developed, and, of course, like, every episode I have to drop Adam into the episode, but like, he's a feelings guy, and he kind of talks in these like really general terms, like, and he always says like, and sort of like, I feel like this is kind of, and we've talked about this before, and then he just drops like a really concrete, like pointed statement, like, I feel like this thing is kind of sort of an observer, you know, or something, like just this very specific thing. And so I feel like for me, it was kind of liberating to witness that happening, and like you can't, like, oh yeah, feelings come from real things, so all you have to do is drill down and ask yourself those questions, where do those feelings come from, and you end up with, you know, surprisingly useful answers. So I guess for me it was like a little bit of witnessing him do that, and then it empowered me to go, all I got to do is be honest with myself, drill down into the feeling for whatever, and then come up and say those things confidently instead of feeling like, oh, it's just, instead of ending up in these arguments where you're just like, oh, I just don't really like it. And then you look like, you know, whatever. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Feeling. Let's get into your specific feelings in a second, but I just remembered a current feeling that I have.
Ooh.
This is a current specific feeling that I have. I have a feeling that I am sad when people create wrappers around very simple basic syntax because it's too much. Example, user scope team returns query where team equals team ID.
Okay, you say that one more time. User.
Okay, so like, say you have a user, right?
Okay, yep.
And you wanna put a scope on it that gets all the users from a certain team,
right?
So it's just called scope team, and it accepts a variable which is the team ID.
Okay,
but it could have just been user where team ID equals team ID instead of being user team ID, right? It's like you added a function in there to wrap around where, because where is gross to you or something.
Right.
And you've got this whole thing where you want this whole, like, this whole chain to not include any default methods.
Yeah. I wonder, right, so both of those feel bad to me, and I think I know why. This is another, this is crazy. This is a feeling I had that Adam revealed within myself. He put words to a feeling I've had and then gave me the confidence to stand by it.
Go on then.
Right, so you have user, where team ID is, and then you pass in the team ID, right?
Right.
That sucks. So instead, some people would create...
Doesn't suck that bad.
All right, right. Yeah, you're saying it doesn't suck, right? So what does suck to you is when somebody says user team, that's a custom scope, and pass in the ID. Now,
right.
What if instead of passing in the ID, the user said user from team and passed in the team model? How would you feel about that?
That is slightly less gross.
Okay, is your ickiness like... So there's a feeling inside of me, and this is what I'm referencing with that Adam thing, is that like when I see IDs, it seems like an implementation detail, and I want to work like higher up than the ID, you know?
Yeah, and so I have this theory that like within a couple of Laravel versions, we might not be using IDs as much as we do currently.
Okay.
But because there's lots of places where you have to use IDs instead of full objects, that's just the way it is. So...
Yep. Yeah, so if we're using
IDs, for now,
IDs,
I've kind of accepted
I think
that
I'm
IDs
with you.
Are
I think
around.
That feels kind of, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, there's lots of places where you can just pass objects around, and I like it, and I think that's cool, and I would like to do that. But like the issue is like attach and stuff like that, where it's like, oh yeah, I accept an array of IDs, so I'm always doing like, you know, blah blah blah, pluck ID, and throwing it into an attach or something, you know?
Yeah.
Pluck ID, that's a feeling I don't like.
Pluck ID. I think I like pluck ID because of where it comes from. It's like the thing you do before pluck ID is just gross. What do you do before pluck ID? I'm trying to think. Wits.
You like...
Yeah. You know in Eloquent, when you do those, I think it's with, right? Or, I don't know, it's been a while since I've used Eloquent, honestly. But
you've been in microservice land.
I've been in microservice land, but I'm trying to remember this example where all I needed to do was like a user where in, and then let's say admin pluck ID. Admin's like an extended user model, whatever. It's a user sample. Pluck ID. So then I get all the admin IDs, and so I have like user where in admin ID. Obviously, there's a better way to do that, but that's what I'm expressing.
Well, no. But what I'm saying is the reason I don't like pluck ID.
Right,
is
okay.
That like, wouldn't it be so much nicer if you just said like user in admins?
User in admins. You're saying as a like a custom method?
Instead of saying like user ID is in this list of IDs, you could just say like user is in this list of users. Right? It'd be nicer to just use the objects instead of the IDs.
Right, yeah. You're saying just be able to pass into like an attach or something, wherever Eloquent calls for you to pass in a bunch of IDs, be able to pass in an array of
objects.
Models.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, that makes sense to me. I think that's...
I figured it would.
That makes a lot of sense. You should PR
that.
Seems
up your alley. I don't have time for that. That's not my type of PR.
Really?
That's... Yeah.
I'm going to look into it at least. There's probably something that...
I'm not the type of guy who's, like, gonna you know, search for ID in all the doc blocks of, you know, Illuminate database.
Yeah. No, I think I'm that guy. I don't know. Attach with models.
It makes me nervous. Those types of things make me nervous. Here's a feeling. You want a feeling? Mm. Here's a feeling is that I would have a fear that I would miss one and break everything.
Well, what are you missing? You're just modifying one method, right? And you would just do like an if parameter is like of type model or something. You know, then you would just do like a two array or whatever. You know, whatever. I don't know. I feel like it could be simple, but like with anything with Eloquent, it can either be really simple, or you could shake the underlying foundation of Laravel. You know,
that's true. Yeah. Laravel. Speaking of Taylor closed my PR because he wasn't sure that I could actually do the thing I wanted to do.
Yeah.
And upon closer looking, I might not actually be able to do the thing I want to do.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but all it's going to take is like a little bit more work on top of that PR. So maybe I'll do that today.
Hmm.
But I have some Ziggy issues to close. But anyway, gotcha. that's the whole side thing.
Yeah, so I have a feeling.
Go on, then.
It's a good feeling.
Hit me with it.
Routes file. Or uh-huh. web.php. I love web.php. It is probably my favorite file in all of Laravel. I'm pretty sure.
I think you like web.php when you wrote web.php.
Yeah, for sure. But even if I didn't, here's the thing. You can grok it, like, and it's so independent from other things. It's the place where, in general, I've seen people do their own fancy things in it, but in general, it's always simple. Even if it's a pile of garbage, it's simple, you know? But the point of this feeling is I started thinking about, why do I love web.php so much? Because it's so free form, and I haven't even worked with frameworks like this. I've only heard of frameworks. I think even Rails. I think Rails is like routes is a, like a config type array thing. So like imagine a framework where your routes, where you registered your routes in an associative array, where the left side was the route and the right side was either an array for grouping or like a key for the, you know, imagine that world and the freedom we have in declaring, like in just being able to write PHP and fluent chains and closures and all those things.
Yeah. No, this is how I feel about React and Vue. It's like, imagine a world where there wasn't like this weird type checking logic just kind of like hidden in your components for no reason when you wanted to pass something in as a property. Imagine if a property was just a variable. Anyway.
Whoa.
That's a side note.
That is a side note. I wanted to get into that. That's a side note.
Okay.
Config files in general, any array, any like config files... In general, I think I just dislike. And I'm not talking about like specific like
no,
a service
a
config
strong...
file. I mean, whatever. We have to do those. But you know what I'm saying? Like
no,
if something
I have a
is...
strong feeling with you on that. So here's the thing. Here's a war I fought. Ziggy, right? I made Ziggy. Mm-hmm. Then it became obvious that Ziggy was going to need to be configurable in some ways.
Yeah.
Right? Because it just couldn't be big enough by itself.
Did we talk about that on the podcast? Did we talk about this?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
I wanted to whitelist and blacklist route, or people wanted to whitelist and blacklist routes. I didn't think they needed to because it's not actually a security problem, but that's another thing. They wanted it really, really bad, and they kept opening issues, so I said, fine. So I gave them whitelisting and blacklisting, but you have to use a config file to do that, basically. And everyone kept PRing, like, vendor publishing.
Right, vendor publish, of course.
A config file. And I'm like, no, we're not vendor publishing a config file. Like, we're all smart. We're all developers. We can all make our own config files. Like, I'm going to give you a list of variables that you could put in a config file. And if you want to go make it, go make it. But,
I
like.
Absolutely love that you did that. Just so you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
I adore it.
Vendor publish config file is stupid. I don't like it.
Sometimes it's fine. Sometimes you need
a massive config file.
Yeah.
Like, if it's going to be huge and there's tons of options, I understand.
But you're right. Even then, I think I would always rather just create a config file.
Yeah. Because it's like I don't want to know what... I don't want you, like, setting environment variables, like, automatically without my permission.
I don't want you just doing stuff.
Yeah, don't do stuff.
Don't do stuff. If it's just a config file, make the user add it. I love it. It's great. And I am the perfect Ziggy user. Like, you know, like I wasn't a huge part of the development, just kind of the idea. And then I didn't even
but
like
you have a lot of feelings.
What do you, there were a lot of feelings surrounding that. But I worked, you know, this new client and they needed, and I was in Vue and I was like, oh, I really wish, oh yeah, Ziggy pulled it in, cake, did it. A couple weeks later, oh, did you just expose all our routes publicly in the Java file? I was like, yeah, yeah. They're like, that's a security thing. And I'm like, really? Why? And they're like, you know, there's like, I'm like, security by obscurity. They're like, yeah, I know, but for real. So anyway, I was like, all right, well, I think I remember him saying he covered this, and you did in the whitelist. So I added the config file. Everything worked. It was great. It was perfect. Loved it.
Wonderful.
Wonderful.
So you like walked through the progression. You like opened up with no config file, and then you got to a point where you're like, oh, now I could use a config file, or you just made one.
And it was cake. Yep. Although, no, that's a separate discussion. Yep. It was cake.
Wait, I want to know.
I had to look into the I had to like inspect Element to find the actual JavaScript that Ziggy injects. Well, first I was like, it really is kind of just plain in there. Like, it's not obscured in any way.
No way.
It's not even minified. You know, I was like, okay, all right, whatever. Well, I think it is minified. It's just one big, whatever. But you can clearly see all the routes. And so my first thought was like, okay. Well, you know, I had to challenge myself to understand that it's not a security hole. Mm-hmm. But I actually had to check that because I didn't know if the config file worked or not. So that's what I had to do for that. But cool. So feelings, not a huge fan of config files. I mean, that's something that I love about Laravel, the routes file. I know other frameworks have you register routes in a config file, and that to me just feels really gross. In the same way that, what's the eloquent alternative? I'm blanking on it. The thing that everybody wants to use, that Doctrine. It's like eloquent first Doctrine. Like, Doctrine uses like annotations and stuff, I think. I've never actually used it. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so yeah, it's the same thing with annotations. I don't like annotations. I know there's a whole this war surrounding it. I don't have a bunch of feelings, but anything that's not like, I don't know. It's the same with passing an array of parameters, which you're supposed to do according to those books, into a method instead of like a fluent chain or something. To me, it's like if I pass in four parameters into a method, okay, it's long, but it's real. If I pass in an array of config options, or of those parameters, of those named parameters into a method, it just feels so just the same way I dislike the config file. I don't know.
Fragile and weird. It
feels fragile and weird and boring. It's
and
not
nerve-wracking.
It's not exciting.
A little bit.
It's not. Yeah. It's not living. It feels dead.
Yeah.
It's not alive.
So can I? Not to make this all about Ziggy, but like this is a. I have a bunch of Ziggy issues to do today, so I've got a bunch of feelings. Okay.
I have like 3 minutes. Just say no.
Yeah, that's fine. We'll do it real quick. Here's the thing. So I did this whole thing where I made this object in Ziggy.
Okay.
And I don't know if it was worth it because people open a lot of issues when they just don't understand it.
Okay.
And most of those issues have been closed by just like explaining it to them, and then they're like, "Oh, okay, yes, I console logged it and it returned an object, so I figured there was something wrong."
Okay.
But anyway. Now, there are a few places where things like view will not accept something that extends string as a string.
Right.
And so now...
And then you submitted that thing.
I have this... Yeah, so then it's fine. Then they merged it and it's fine. But the bigger issue is like, I wonder how much of my time is going to be spent explaining this to people. And whether it's worth it to just add a config variable to like make it automatically return a string and not have fluency, you know,
right?
And have that be default. And then like if you're like a power user and you want to play with the fluency and stuff, you just like enable this one config variable. But then it seems like I'm like branching, you know?
Right. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that. I mean, I need like I made a GET request in Axios the other day, and I like passed in a payload as the second parameter. But but it doesn't work like that, you know. Like I needed to pass an options array as the, or an object as a second parameter with a key called params, and then my payload to go into the query string. And that's a side note. That was one of my early interactions with the Laravel core was in testing when you're testing and you do this post or JSON post or whatever. When you do this get, the second parameter, I wish the second parameter just let you put in a payload and it just put it into the query string. But instead, you have to build a query string for the this get, which I think is dumb, but Taylor doesn't want to change it. Jerk. Big jerk.
So you've got the second half of an 8-hour meeting to get back to.
Oh, that is true. One more thing that I hate that I just realized I hated yesterday. Anytime I see this arrow repository,
that makes me nervous.
Just stop. I guess, okay, yeah, make it a little bit better by naming the repository. I mean, this is just hating bad code, but you know, if you're going to inject a repository, okay, a test, if you have a test, put everything in the test method that you possibly can without it being insane. But like, anytime I'm in a test and people try to like abstract stuff, like a separate method to insert stuff, or I explicitly repeat myself in tests. Like if I in my test, in every method, I would love to see app make over this arrow and then some dependency injected thing somewhere, like a property on the test class. I think I hate properties on test classes.
Okay, I think I disagree with you about that, but here's something we can all agree on.
Okay.
How would you feel about a test suite of like 500 odd tests that required you to run 3 artisan commands before you could make any of those tests pass?
Oh, I have one. I'm working on one.
You're working on one?
Yeah, what are your artisan commands?
They're not mine. I inherited them. You have to see. They're seeding and migrating all the databases kinds of weird ways with transactions.
Oh, there really are serious problems here that I would love to talk about. Oh, we gotta go.
Me too.
They're like
any
really.
Other day.
How it,
maybe we'll do a bonus episode.
That
later,
would be great. What,
some other time.
What I need to know, what I need answered, and it seemed like I'm sure people listening answer it for us, or we'll talk about it, whatever. How do you test microservices? How do you write stuff in microservices and test stuff? How do I, you know, I can database transact and migrate on my local thing, but how do I work with test data from another service? Like
sandboxes, bro.
We'll have to talk. I think it's deeper than that. Yep. We'll have to talk. Okay.
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 Whole lot of love.
I hate microservices. That's it. That's all. All
right. Cool. That's your feeling.
That's my feeling. Yeah. Right. Straight up for realsies.
Cool. Bye. I would totally be down to do a mini episode later on this though.
Yeah. Yeah. If I'm around. If they haven't locked
TTYL.
Me up.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. 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 Word. See you, buddy.
Yeah. Peace.
Peace.
And a big shout out to Jared White for providing this music.